Here it is Friday morning, and my gosh, where's the week gone? Joining us once again is Mara Davis with Mara's Music Mix. We're going to take a look at what's going on musically around town this weekend. Mara, good to see you again.
Always great to see you, Steve. Steve, you know I'm a big fan of cheese. That's been part of, you know, my Atlanta radio heritage here.
I think you have that on a business card, actually.
That's actually not a bad idea. But now my love of music and cheese have actually come together in a legitimate way, and this is happening tonight. It's the Atlanta Cheese Festival, and there are local artisans with cheese and all the great local purveyors. But I'm really excited about the Packway Handle Band. They're from Athens. They're a bluegrass band. They are really getting a bigger following, and they're just so much fun, and I wonder if their favorite cheese is blue cheese.
We'll have to go and find out, won't we?
Is your favorite cheese blue cheese?
It is blue cheese, yeah.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
You can get all of that and great bluegrass music at the Park Tavern and more info at AtlantaCheeseFestival.com.
Switching gears, there's another artist coming to town this weekend, a country artist, and I don't want to say I'm not into country music because I like country music. I just don't buy a lot of albums, but this guy's been around quite a while now.
Well, we're talking about Dwight Yoakam, who's coming to the Buckhead Theater. And, you know, I think there's two different kinds of country, Steve. There's the country that you hear on the radio now, which is really top 40 in a way. You know, you think of the Carrie Underwoods of the world or the band Perry. Dwight Yoakam is an American classic.
Digging that black coal in those dark mines, those dark mines. If you had your mind.
He's promoting a greatest hits record, so if you like country, or, I mean, I would think anybody who's into folk rock or classic rock would love Dwight Yoakam.
Reading, writing, and Route 23.
You gotta love it.
Route 23.
We had talked last weekend about Terminal West and how that's a pretty cool venue. What have they got going on this weekend? Anything?
Well, Sunday night, there's two local artists that I want to get on your radar. A lot of people know about Vaughn Gray.
The sister act.
They are four sisters, and they're pretty young. And they have been on all the talk shows. They've been on Letterman. When Conan came to town, they were one of the musical guests. And they're playing with a band called the Shadow Boxers, and they're a threesome singer-songwriters. And what I love the story about the Shadow Boxers, because one of the members of the band was discovered by Emily Saliers at a Passover Seder. They were all singing songs, and she was like, wow, you know, you're pretty great. And then they got together, and then the Shadow Boxers later became the Indigo Girls backup band.
That's an amazing story.
And it's interesting in the sense where, yes, they've been on all these shows, but it is still a real grind to continue to perform live and, you know, try and really pop. I mean, they've sort of gotten close, but they're not there yet. That's why I think it's important to keep our eyes on these two.
We'll see you next Friday, Mara. Thanks.
I can't wait.